Sifteg of Erev and Mishnah Dalad. Now we're going to learn technically how we measure the area. So, Hey, Moisim El Bechel Shel Chamishim Amma L'Pachad L'Yosef. Chazal said that once you use a rope which is only 50 amas long, if it's too long, then it's too much slack, too short, then it's also tircha, and it may be held too taut. So, you basically measure 50 amas, and then another 50 amas, another 50 amas, until you get to 2,000 amas. This rope is made out of pishta, out of flax. So, yindor el kenegel lipo, he should hold it's important to hold it always at the same height, so that you don't have an angle in the rope. So, they would hold it, each person, which would be, I assume they pick people of similar height, they both hold it against his chest, because if one holds it against his head and one against his waist, then you're getting extra area, which is not really there. How you might the gear the gay or the gather if he was measuring any a valley came up or a fence, mavliyai v'chayvam idotik. He's talking about when there's a steep incline. So what he does is that if it's a valley or a fence on a fashion that's less than 50 amas wide, all you do is have one person stand on one side of the crevice and one on the other side of the crevice, and you look at a flat area. You don't look at the angle of the crevice itself, taking up extra area. If you came to a mountain, mavliyo, he does the same thing. Takes two poles and holds it over the two sides of the mountain. And he goes back to measure. If the area which he's measuring in, the mountain is too wide or too tall, he's allowed to go to the side, the left or to the right, as long as he's not going out of the tchum, to the left or to the right, and wait till the mountain gets narrower and not so high, and then he'll be able to do this thing. If he cannot do this havah because it's too wide, it's more than 50 amas wide, so this eta of being mavliya doesn't help. What does Makadim Ha'or mean? Makadim means like you dig a hole through it. Obviously, we're not saying that you dig a hole through it, but you take a rope which is only 4 amas tall, and the bottom one puts the rope against the chest, and the higher one puts against his feet in a fashion that it's going to be horizontal. And this way, they're going to be measured. Small amounts of 4 amas in horizontal fashion going up the slope. And they're not going to take the slope until can, because if you measure the slope, you're getting a lot of extra area for the area that is going vertical. You want horizontal measurement. So you're going to go up the slope of the mountain 4 amas at a time in a horizontal fashion and count it. Now, the Gemara explains that it depends how deep the slope is. If the slope is not so steep in the fashion that if you have to walk 5 amas before you get only 10 tefachim tall, 10 tefachim tall is an arm and a half, then on that type of slope, this halacha was said. But if it's a steeper slope, which is a slope of within 4 amas, you already reach 10 tefachim, which halachically that type of slope is considered vertical. So over there, Chazal would not much have a person to do this whole mountain climbing, and it's not just to estimate how much distance it is, and just count the estimation without actually measuring it with the ropes. There's a discussion if this estimation helps only if it's up to 50 amas, even if it's more than 50 amas. No, the Mishnah Berurah says that one can be makel. That once again, if the slope is too steep and you just can't go to two sides of the mountain and measure on the ropes, you're not mechuyev to do this mountain climbing, and you just estimate how much horizontal space you have once I show that.